Luke chapter 8. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one of the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day and everything you do for us, God. I come humbly as I know how, asking you to fill me up with the Holy Spirit, God, so your people hear what you want them to hear, God. Use me as a microphone. Hide me behind the cross and let me speak. Preach the Bible, God, and just speak through me, God, and I'm unworthy and undeserving to stand here and preach your word, God, but I pray that you'd help me and speak to your people, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to preach a little while on the hem of his garment. The hem of his garment is a phrase we hear a lot in churches. We hear songs about it. We hear poems about it. We've heard many sermons on it, and we've heard a lot about Luke chapter 8. And the first thing I want to say is in verse number 43, we see a woman's desperation. It said, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any." She was sick and she couldn't get healed. She went to all the doctors she could and nobody could heal her. Nobody could help her. She just needed somebody. She was desperate. She'd spent all her money on the physicians she could, and she didn't know what else to do. And she heard Jesus was in town. And she said, "I'm going to go and see if he can help me." And she was desperate and she was searching. You know, when we're lost and we're out in the world, we're searching for something. We're not filled and we're desperate. And sometimes in our Christian lives, we get spiritually desperate. And we see this woman, she was physically desperate. She was financially desperate. She was spiritually desperate. And our sin, it'll separate us from God if we're not careful. And we will get desperate. Whether we're lost or we're saved, sin separates us from God. Sin will always separate us from God. And when we get separated from God, we get desperate. And we don't know where to turn because we need God and we need the hem of his garment. But we're desperate. And if you look at verse number 44, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. You see a woman's determination. She came up behind him and she pressed through the crowd. She was trying to get to Jesus because she didn't know where else to go. She didn't have anybody else she could go to, the only one she could go to. And she was determined to get to Jesus. It says, came from behind him and touched the border of his garment. She was searching for his garment. There was conditions to discourage her from coming to Jesus. You know, today in the church, if we look at people, it'll discourage us from coming to Jesus, from getting closer to him. It'll discourage us. We say, "They didn't shake my hand. We don't want to come back to church." We get discouraged. But she got determined. She pressed through the crowd. She pressed through the disciples. You know, we as Christians sometimes discourage people from coming. And it's because of us that they don't get saved or they don't get closer to God and they don't get the help they need because of us, because of our attitude. But we see that she was determined and she knew she had to get to Jesus. And we see the importance of her, of his mission. He came there. It was a divine appointment. He was there for a purpose. He knew that woman was going to come. But she was determined to get to Jesus. She had to get to him. And when we get desperate, I believe that we'll get determined. And we'll know we got to get to Jesus. We got to get to Jesus.
She just knew. She had to press through the crowd. She had to press through to this discouragement. She had to press through all the things in this world. And today in the world we're living in, there's a lot of things we're going to have to walk through. We're going to have to go through these things. We're going to have to go through trials and tribulations and distress and peril and all of these things. But through it all, we've got to stay determined. Brother Hazel was saying we need to be focused. And we're going to have to stay determined. We're going to have our eyes fixed upon the cross and fixed upon Jesus and fixed upon getting a hold of the hem of His garment where the power is, a hold of Him, so that we need to be determined. She said in Mark 5:28, she said, if I can but touch His clothes. She had faith and she believed and she knew if I can just touch His clothes, then I'll be healed. She said, if I can but touch His clothes. And today if we will get that determination where we can say, if I can just but touch His clothes. Because that's how powerful our God is, how mighty He is, if we can just but touch His clothes. And thirdly, we see a woman's deliverance. In verse number 45, it says, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Her deliverance came from the very contact with Jesus, from the very touch of Jesus. And this was a touch of faith. When we grab a hold of Jesus and get a hold of Him with a touch of faith, we will be healed. Because she was delivered. We see the woman's deliverance, and today the same deliverance is available for us in Jesus, because He is the way and He is the truth and He is the life. The deliverance is there. The deliverance from our sins, the deliverance from discouragement, the deliverance from all the things that are holding us down, the things that are tying us down, there's deliverance in His name. And she exercised greater faith than people that were around. You know, you notice He said, who touched me? You know, there's a lot of people in church today that aren't touching Jesus. There's a lot of people that are around Jesus and they're seeing the things of God. They're seeing the movement of Him. They're seeing Him move among them, but they're not grabbing a hold of Him. Because why else would He say, who touched me? There's people touching Him all around. There's people close. But He said, who touched me? Because not many people are getting a hold of Him and seeking His face and getting a hold, truly, faithfully, searching and focusing on getting a hold of His garment. But she got a hold of Him and she got delivered because it was a touch of faith. She was delivered. And then we see the response to her faith. He said, who touched me? Because people today in church were not getting a hold of God. We're around Him, we see Him move, we hear the preacher preach about Him, but we're not getting a hold of Him. There are many around Christ who don't touch Him. And we need to get a hold of His garment today. For if we want to see revival, then we need to get a hold of His garment. If we want to see America take a turn back to God, we need to get a hold of His garment. We need to get a hold of His garment and don't let go. And then we see a woman's declaration. Verse number 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before Him, she declared unto Him before all the people for what cause she had touched Him, and how she was healed immediately. She was trembling. I'm sure she was trembling, and she was nervous, probably about as nervous as I am right now in this room full of preachers. But she was nervous, and she was scared. But then we see her testimony. In verse number 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before Him, she declared unto Him before all the people for what cause she had touched Him, and how she was healed immediately. She told Him why she had touched Him. And then she declared to the crowd what had happened. You know, the woman's declaration we see, but today as Christians, we need to declare what God's done for us. We need to declare what He's done, how He's healed us and how He's touched us, how He's made us whole. Our testimony, it should say that we have been healed and we've been saved, we've been born again. And today I'm glad as a 4-year-old little boy in 2002 that Jesus, he came by my way in a church in Elon, North Carolina, and washed me and born me into the family of God. And I'm glad that I know his precious blood, and I'm glad that I can trust him and know that our God is powerful and that there is no limit to what God can do if we'll get a hold of him and we'll believe in him because he's powerful. You know, this is a simple little message, but if we will declare the power of God among the people, then we'll get a hold of his garment. We need to get a hold of his garment. I mean, look how her words have endured. How many songs have we heard about this quote, the touch, the hem of his garment? How many things have we heard about this woman who was sick? How many things have we heard about her declaration? Because her words have endured. And what if we give our testimony and somewhere on down the road after we're long dead and gone, somebody tells our testimony how much Jesus did for us. And maybe somebody will get some help and maybe a soul will be saved because of our testimony. Imagine it if we were like this woman. We need to declare it among the people, whether it's in the church, whether it's out in the world. We need to be declaring our testimony among the people. There's only one person in this crowd whose words are known today, and it's that woman. It doesn't say about anything about anybody else talking. It just talks about how this woman declared her testimony and why she touched Jesus among the people. Why'd you touch Jesus? Can I ask you, why'd you touch Jesus? It's because we were desperate and we needed something. We needed a healing. We needed a touch from on high that only comes in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, we're dead. The church is dead and we need a revival. And it's only going to come through the touch of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we need to press through to Jesus. We come as you are with all your needs and all your burdens. He said, come to me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Seek Jesus. Get a hold of the hem of his garment today. Don't pay heed to the people that doubt it and the people that are pushing you aside saying, just back up, back up. Get to Jesus and press through the crowd. Jesus is the one who loves you. And he's the one with all the power. Just get a hold of him. Can I say this woman received more than she anticipated? And when we got a hold of Christ, when we got born again into the family of God, can I say, I got more than I anticipated. I got brothers and sisters in Christ. I got help. And hey, when we can't sleep in the middle of the night, sometimes we can just pray and we'll get some peace and that comfort, the peace that passes all understanding. Hey, you know, when we're down and we're discouraged, there's some joy that Jesus gives to us. And there's so many things that God has given us. He gives us grace and he gives us mercy that are new every morning. And he's so faithful and loving, and he's just to forgive us of our sins. Aren't you glad that we got more than we anticipated? When we got saved, we just knew, hey, we're not going to hell. Hey, but we got so much more than just not going to hell. He gave us so much. Aren't you glad that you're born again and you're going to heaven? Hey, we've been given so much. She received more than she anticipated. She was healed from her illness. Hey, we were healed from sin. We were healed from being able, we were saved from being able to go to hell. And we've received more than we anticipated. Can I say, she became, in verse number 48, he said, and he said unto her, daughter. Hey, we became the children of God when we got born again. We received more than we anticipated. Jesus gives more than we ask or think. Ephesians 3, verse 20. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Because he's mighty and there is no limit to what God can do, like Brother Hazel was trying to tell us. Because we receive more than we anticipated in Christ. He's given us so many blessings that are so, he's so good to us even though we're undeserving. God is good and he's good all the time. He's faithful, he's just, he's mighty, he's wonderful. He's worthy. I mean, hasn't he showed that he loved us? I mean, on the cross, his crucifixion showed us his passion.
His death showed us His promise. His resurrection showed us His power. And we've received much more than we anticipated when we got a hold of His garment. And today, if you'll just come to the hem of His garment, you'll receive so much more than you anticipate. And we need to seek the hem of His garment. We need to seek His face. We need to get walking towards the cross. Don't you want to have a daily walk with Christ? Don't you want to get a hold of His garment? We need to get a hold of His garment today in our churches. People need to get a hold of His garment. Because that last thread of hope, it's right there in front of us. If we'll just reach out and we'll seek His face and we'll get a hold of the hem of His garment, preacher.